The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and Veristo Herbicide from BASF, SRS Commodities, and Heads Up Plant Protectants. Kelly Bean Company Regional Manager John Bartsch talks about planting conditions in his area.
The weekly crop reports came out, I think it pointed to 67% in Minnesota and 44%, I want to say, in North Dakota. We're probably a little ahead of that in the Red River Valley here. There's rapid progress being made. A lot of the seed is already out in growers' hands and going in the ground pretty rapidly after they picked it up. So I think we're going to see a majority of this crop in the ground this week. The breakdown between fennels, blacks, navies, and all the various varieties that we grow up here is really not going to be known until August, September, when FSA releases the actual planted acre type numbers. I don't see huge changes on varieties. Single digits up or down, maybe from last year.
Johnstown Bean Company and North Central Commodities General Manager Dylan Carley says the warm temperatures have lent a hand in getting beans in the ground.
We've had a good couple weeks here of high temperatures, not very many rains that shut us down. We're actually getting a little short on moisture. But I would say in the past 2 weeks, we've probably progressed to about 70% completed up in my area. And I just wrapped up on my own farm on Monday, so I am 100% complete. This was tied for our second earliest finish on our own farm in the past 10 years. So it just kind of shows where we're at against the historical pace. And there's some areas of the state where they're struggling to get going because they're too wet. And then there's areas like the Northern Valley where I'm located that is actually too dry right now and we could use a couple rains.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants, SRS Commodities, Veristo Herbicide from BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association.